Bank of Cardiff, this is Steve. Can I get your 16 reservation, 16 digit reservation code?
It is 241-0801-0043-4585.
4585, perfect. Okay, and who am I speaking with?
My name's Reese Gardner.
I'm sorry, can you sit? We kind of broke up.
Reese Gardner.
Reese Gardner. Okay, Reese, and what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected? 239-595-1767. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then if you just confirm some things with me, what is your address?
The mailing address or the physical?
Yeah.
Just the physical address is fine.
80 Wilson Boulevard, Unit 5.
80 Wilson Boulevard, okay. And how about an email for you?
Truthaboutair@gmail.com.
Okay, and then just what's the business name? I'm sorry.
All About Air Conditioning, Inc.
All About Air Conditioning, Inc. Okay. And then how would you structure your company? Is it a LLC, sole prop?
It's a S-Corp.
S-Corp. Perfect. Okay, and how long have you guys been in business?
12 years.
12 years. All right, Reese, well, you know, we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking for so I can point you in the right direction.
Well, first question is, are you guys like all the other loan sharks, or do you have, like, more normal rates?
Well, what are you looking to do?
I got one with a deal with On Deck.
Okay.
And they're killing me.
Okay, how are they killing you? What's going on?
I kind of got on a hamster wheel here. I mean, I got a loan and paid it off. I got another loan and paid it off. And then I got another loan and rolled that loan into On Deck. But it's kind of like I got on a hamster wheel now and I can't get off. I mean, they charge me so much for the money that it's like just, you know, it's dragging me down and I'm like, I can't get out of it.
Hmm. Okay.
Just, you know, I'm on a hamster wheel now and I have to keep, you know, borrowing money to stay afloat now.
Okay. Are you, like, borrowing money to pay off those loans?
Like, I'm working for, you know, just to pay interest.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What did you take out?
On Deck, after we refinanced the other loan and everything, it was $95,000. And I paid it down to about $60,000, but it's you know, it's $1,800 a week.
It's $1,800 a week?
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's starting to get difficult, and I own an air conditioning company, and I see winter coming.
Right.
And, you know, it's sometimes it slows down, sometimes I get busier, because I live in Naples, Florida, and the population quadruples.
Yeah, it does.
So, all right. You know, in the summer, everybody's air conditioner's working hard, and it's like shooting fish in a barrel. In the winter, there's so many people here that, you know, and they from up north, and they think it's hot. So we managed to stay pretty busy in the winter as well. but it does slow down, especially like December, you know, because usually dead. And then the rest of the winter's just, you know, you don't know. You could be slammed or you could be slow. And, you know, with $1,800 a week loan payment, I start to skid.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
I can tell you what would work for me is because I still need capital. I keep getting in, and then I end up using the capital to pay the loan. You know, and it's just now I'm in this vicious cycle. And I've had one of the best summers I've had in the 12 years I've been in business this year. It's just I feel like, you know, $7,000 a month of it's going to on deck, and I'm not getting anywhere.
Okay. Okay, so what are you trying to reconsolidate? Do you know what's your total payback on that $95,000?
That's $95,000 total.
Oh, it's total payback, okay.
Yeah, and I'm down to about 60 now.
Okay. And you're on weekly payments or are you on daily payments?
Weekly, $1,800 a week.
Okay. Do you know about when you'd be paid off on that?
I don't.
Okay.
I think it'd be about 6 months.
Okay.
6 or 7 more months.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so are you trying to just, what would work for you?
Well, I would, I've got a big job coming up in October.
Mm-hmm.
And right at the moment, I'm afraid I'm not going to have enough money to pull it off. It's a fairly profitable job, but, I mean, it's going to take a week and a half, and I should make profit close to $20,000. But I don't have the, you know, $25,000 it's going to take to pull it off.
Okay.
I'm afraid I won't by the time October gets here.
Okay.
And then, you know, I don't know what's going to happen after that. If I could... It depends on what you guys' terms are. I mean, if you're the same as on deck, then, you know, I'm screwed.
No, I can tell you this right now. We can definitely beat on deck, but they're one of the banks that we deal with a lot. We can always usually beat them, always. I just need a little bit better picture of what you were trying to do, how much you were looking to take out, you know, things like that. I can get you better.
Well, I owe them 60. I owe them 60, and I would like to have 40 or 50 in the bank again to pull all this work that I got coming off.
Okay.
I used the money to try to grow, and I bought a couple. I did grow, but it's just that $1,800 a week is dragging me down pretty hard. I mean, that's $7,000 a month.
Sure, yeah, I got you.
That's
absolutely
hard to handle. If I could... that, you know, payments over a couple of years and get it down to you know, $3,500 a month, I could hack that.
Okay. That's perfect. Yeah, I mean, we could definitely do that. So you're probably looking for about $100,000, $100,000, okay, for everything? That would put you in a good place?
Yep.
Okay.
And if I could get $100,000 and the payment was $35 a month, something like that, I could swing it.
That'd be perfect. Yeah, absolutely. The nice thing with the capital, I'm sure which you're aware of, is that, you know, it's mostly based off of your annual sales. So, that's the nice thing. It's not really based off of your credit. I mean, it has a little part of your credit, but it's not a huge factor. What were your gross annual? Yeah.
About 700, okay. 700 to 800 a year.
700 to 800 a year. Okay.
last
God bless
month,
you.
Last, thank you. Last month it was we had $92,000 in sales.
Very nice. Okay.
Month before that it was 84. So I mean I sent you guys a fax. I don't know if you got it.
Oh, you sent us a fax? Okay. Okay, let me see here. Sorry, I'm just taking some hand notes here. That's why I'm being a little longer. Okay. Did you have a certain time that you need it by?
No. I mean, it should be always better, but I'm not in a, tremendous hurry or anything.
Okay, I gotcha. You said the big job is up in October. What kind of job is it?
I'm replacing hoses and valves in a condo that has water source units. We're going to replace 96 sets of hoses and valves for $35,000.
Oh, wow. Okay. And it's going to be a 20K profit, yeah? Okay. And you guys get...
Should be.
Okay.
Take about a week, and with labor and materials, I should make $18,000-$20,000 on the deal.
Perfect, man. That sounds like a good deal. Reese, are you 100% owner?
I am.
Okay. All right. Have you looked anywhere else for, getting this loan, the capital loan, to pay off On Deck?
I was waiting for my accountant to finish my 15 taxes, and I was going to go to a regular bank and see what they could do.
Okay.
My accountant got behind on me.
Yeah. Who's the bank that you normally use?
Well, I have a relationship with Wells Fargo and Iberia, but I do most of my banking and everything with Wells Fargo, and I also finance air conditioning systems to my customers through Wells Fargo.
Oh, wow. Right on. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So what we have here is you have 95, you're about 60,000 left on the On Deck payment. It's about $1,800 a month. You're looking, somewhere about $3,000 to $3,500 a month would be much, much better for you. If you took out $100,000, you could pay off a loan and use the rest for, that job that's coming up here soon. So I think you're in a really good situation right now, Reese. You called the right person. The reason I say that is because I can absolutely beat that 100%. And I can definitely get you down to, that $3,000 to $3,500 a month, which would be much better for you and much easier for you. That's the nice thing. I do have to ask, though, what's your credit score? Is it good, bad, or somewhere in the middle?
My personal credit? Last time I checked.
Yeah.
My personal credit?
It should be the business credit, yeah.
I don't know what the business credit is, but my personal's
700?
Around 700.
Okay. Perfect. So you have pretty good credit. Nice. Okay. Well, that's nice. I mean, we have programs that work with, credit tiers from A to D, so you're in a very good place. You're actually probably going to qualify for one of the better programs that we have, too. I mean, that's the nice thing with the capital loans. I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with it. It is unsecured cash, so it is a little bit riskier. The nice thing, though, is that your term is for 6 months, that's why your payment is going to be so high on that one, at $1,800 a week. That's kind of crazy. We can definitely extend out a longer term for you, and that's definitely going to lower your payments for you. So why don't we do this? Why don't we... I have your email, right? I think I got your email.
Reese About Air.
Yeah, Reese About Air Conditioning, right?
Reese About Air at gmail.com.
Reese About Air at gmail. Okay. That's what I figured.
Now that's truth, like not a lie, but the truth.
What's the truth? Air. Oh, truth about, I'm sorry.
Yeah, truth about air.
Okay. Like I'm telling the truth.
Website I set up because a lot of people tell a lot of things that aren't true about air conditioning. I have a website that's truthaboutair.com, and I have emails truthaboutair@gmail.com.
Oh, right on. That's pretty cool. You've been in business for 12 years. All right, perfect. How'd you get into the business? I'm just curious.
Well, I'm third generation in the business. I had Reese's Refrigeration Air Conditioning for 12 years prior to this company, but I got divorced 12 years ago and had to change everything.
Oh, wow.
So I've actually been in business for 25 years.
25 years, look at that. Very nice. You must like it then, yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. Have you ever thought about switching over to doing any kind of heating or anything like that? Because I know you said the winter months get a little bit slow. Have you ever thought about doing heat?
Yeah, I've like I said, I've done air conditioning here for, I've actually done it for over 30 years. I fix maybe a heater or two every winter. It doesn't get cold here.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, I'm actually over out in San Diego, so I understand where you're coming from. It doesn't get cold.
Yeah. I fix maybe, you know, half a dozen heaters every year. I do heating too, but
oh, okay.
It's not very often.
It's not a big market. I gotcha.
Yeah, it's like I said, we get no heat calls, maybe a half a dozen of them a year.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. Last year, I mean, it, you know, February was in the 80s.
In the 80s? Wow. And I'm sure humid is heck, right?
Yeah. We don't really have a winter.
It's okay. Either do we. I mean, we do. It gets a little bit, like, I think the lowest it gets is like 60 degrees maybe. But, you know, everybody in San Diego is freezing at 60, of course.
Yeah, we'll get down in the 60s during the day sometimes, like in the, you know, the coldest part, into January, usually. But last year, February, we were in the 80s during the day.
Right on.
80, 81.
Well, that's good. That's cool. I'm glad you guys are really busy. That's awesome.
I do refrigeration, too. You know, I do commercial refrigeration and ice machines and stuff like that as well.
Oh, nice. Well, in that case, do you have any equipment needs or anything at all, too, or no?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always buying more equipment and trucks and stuff, it seems like. I mean, I'm trying to grow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But,
mm-hmm.
Huh? Trainer's not locked. The side door, I'm right up, right in there, all you want. I had somebody talking.
No, you're fine.
Did you get the, fax that I sent you?
It will get to my, the way our fax work is kind of weird. It'll get over to my what is it called? Operations department. So if they get it, they'll send an email to me. I just haven't gotten it yet, but I'll check with them once we get off the phone here. But why don't we do this in the meantime, Reese? Cause I guarantee, I know we can beat that, what you're paying right now. And I know you don't really have any kind of equipment needs yet, but possibly in the future, but why don't we do this? I'll send you the information through email, a short list of exactly what we need. That way, you know, I can get you harder numbers and exactly an approval on everything, and then we can go from there.
You want the application and 3 or 4 months bank statements?
Yeah, it's going to be the application, your tax return, the 2015. Do you have the 2015 tax return?
I don't.
Okay. Do you have the 2014, though?
Think so. I think she has that done. I can get a hold of that.
Okay. If you have that one, that'll work too.
If we get off the phone, I'll call her and see what's available.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. It'll be all in the email. If you don't have the 2015, the 2014 will work. But you'll need like an extension with it, which is really easy to get. And then just the 6 months of your most recent bank statements. And the other reason we ask for 6 months is just so we can get you, you know, qualified for a little bit better programs, and we can go from there. That's the best way to go about it. When do you think you'd be able to get that paperwork into me?
I will try to do it today, but realistically, I'll say tomorrow because I.
Okay.
Well, it's in San Diego, so what time is it there?
Yeah, what time is it?
4 hours behind us.
Yeah, so we're actually it's 10:30 here.
It's what time there?
10:30 a.m. So I have all day.
Okay. All right. Well, send me that email, and we'll go from there.
Cool. Sounds good. And I'll follow up with you either tomorrow, I guess. And see how you're doing.
Yeah, you can call me. This is my cell number. You've got my cell. You can call me anytime.
Okay. Just reconfirm the cell number. It was 339-595-1767.
Great.
Perfect. All right, Reese. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. Appreciate your time, and I'll send that over. You know, you don't have. If you want to, you can just get the application over to me, and you know everything else that you have. And then, you know, if you want to get the 2015, that's what to you.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Thanks.
All right, Reese. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that's a pretty good one. I mean.